It's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. In this episode, we're going to talk about what's your favorite color. What's the craziest thing you've seen recently? Would you prefer being feared by all or loved by all? And why? And would you prefer to be the driver or the passenger? And why? All right, guys, let's jump right into it. Okay, what's your favorite color? See, my favorite color is navy blue. It's because I grew up, it was when I was younger, it was always purple, but it was like a darker purple. But then when I saw like navy blue next to dark purple, I was like, boy, that navy blue hit a little bit harder. Plus, I feel like girls enjoy purple more than me. Because, I don't know, something about that purple wasn't just right. But when I put it next to that blue, I loved it to death. But then when I got to Delville and realized that the rival cross city, well, cross town school was navy blue and white, I didn't like it. And then Auburn wear navy blue, so it's just like a little... I'm a Roll Tide fan. Navy blue will always be my favorite color. It just seems so regal and majestic. And then when I got in the Air Force, wearing that navy blue was cool. You know, I loved it. Where our blues was it. I loved it. Made me feel like I was more professional than I was wearing that navy blue. Like I said, it looked like black, but it's not black. So, because you can't wear black all the time, not in Alabama. No, you can't wear black all the time. You can't wear navy blue all the time, neither. There's a lot of people associated with gang, but I've never been a part of no gang. Never seen no party or reason to even be a part of any gang. Plus, I'm from a small town. I don't understand why we'll be beefing over the smallest part of land. Or we beefing over some public housing. But that's y'all. Plus, I never been a part of a fraternity because I never thought it made sense either. It was basically a gang, too, so... Y'all even make the sounds. Y'all throw up hand gestures. It's a gang. But if you disagree with me, that's fine. It's everybody entitled to their own opinion. That's my opinion on it. I never would join one because I just didn't see the personal gain in it. I mean, maybe it is a lot more about it. As I got older, I read more about it. And it's a lot more than what I thought when it comes to fraternities and sororities. There's a lot of history and background into it and brotherhood and sisterhood. So... yeah, like I said, navy blue. And it's not because of any gang affiliation. I've never been affiliated with any gang. If you got money, I'm fooling with you. You know what I'm saying? If we can break bread, we ain't even gotta be clicked up. It's kinda like one of these old videos I used to watch all the time. It's on Facebook right now. It's off the LE Dollars album, mixtape or whatever. The Beautiful Struggle. It's the OG Hank Smoke Break. And he's like, why we gotta be partners and clicked up? I ain't got to like you to break bread with you. Why you gonna be my friend? That person that's cutting that check, he don't got to like you. You don't like him. Why you ain't trying to be his friend? But yeah, navy blue, favorite color. Even though in high school it was direct opposite, we wear a lot of red. Yeah, high school colors, red, black, and white. Go Hawks. But yeah, me, myself, favorite color, navy blue, if you wondered. So I want to know what your favorite color is. All right? Just let me know. Because if it ain't navy blue, it really don't matter. What's the craziest thing that you've seen or heard about recently? I'm gonna just be a whole buck with y'all. This 21 Savage thing is gotten out of hand, like I heard. There's new stuff coming about every day. And now that they done said it's true, 21 Savage is the first person from UK descent or from London to be on Billboard 100. for the hip hop category like that, or however they put it. But if he grew up, well, he was brought to Georgia at the age of 7 and lived in Georgia until now, or wherever he live at now, or he was raised up in Georgia and then moved out of Georgia at the whenever he got old enough to move or made his money and got on. You from Georgia. It's just like people that be like, you know, you spent 17 years in New York, then you moved down to Alabama, and now you claiming Alabama, you an Alabama fan, like you done lived in Alabama your whole life. No. No, you have not. No, you are not. Now, if it was the other way around and he was claiming he was from the UK and all this other stuff, I'd be on his head. Like, come on, bro. You ain't been there since you was 7 years old. Yeah, true enough, you was born over there. But you from Georgia. Don't do me like that. Just like people are like, oh, yeah, I was born in Germany. But you done lived in Newton your whole life. I'm just kidding. Hey. They knew who I'm talking about. Shout out to Third. But, man, leave 21 Savage alone about that. Like, it's, I'm talking about it done took over the whole world. Like, it almost shut down the Super Bowl. Like, it was more interesting than the Super Bowl. Plus, in its defense, Super Bowl was pretty whack. Commercials was whack, all that. But we'll get into that another time. But this thing with 21 Savage, I don't care where you're from. I kind of like his music. I don't condone most of the things he say. It's just catchy. Some of the beats is hot. That song with him and J. Cole is hot. And not because J. Cole on it. Like, it's some people that's out there sack chasing on that. And if you don't know what the phrase sack chasing is, look it up in the Urban Dictionary. But 21 Savage, I've been a fan since Bank Account. My ex. And it's a lot of song. I like it. I ain't tripping. I think you got it. And it's another song. Him and YG and somebody else. It's sad. I don't know who else on that song, but it's on that Ransom album by Michael Will. It's called Gucci on My Shirt. But yeah, man. I don't care where 21 Savage from. I made a post the other day on Facebook. If I was 21, I would just get me a work visa and never come back to America. Say, forget America a lot. But yeah, that was the craziest thing I had seen recently and had been taken over. Let me know what the crazy thing you done seen or heard about. If you had a choice, what would you prefer? To be feared by all or be loved by all? See, me, that's a tricky question. You know what I'm saying? Because if you fear by all, you're pretty much going to be a loner. And every time you come around, some people just going to be scared of you. It's kind of like the big gentle giant or whatever. Now, if you love by all, you're really going to be a loner as well, because you ain't going to be able to be out in public light like that, because there's going to be a lot of people that just want to just be in your presence. And that's kind of like the celebrity status and the fame. People, you can't even do regular stuff, you know what I'm saying? You can't even really be out in public like that without security. So, me, myself, I think love by all, because I think I could handle or process that better than being feared by all. Like, people feared me, that would just be tragic, you know? People not knowing what I do next or being afraid to be around me, that's tragic, you know what I'm saying? Even if family, like, you know, when I say all, that's family even being feared by you. So nah, I'm good on that. Being loved by all, I could probably stand that. Probably just stay out of the way, stay out of the public eye, make sure I do right, make sure I do everything perfect. Which is hard for some of these celebrities that are loved by most and loved by all. Do they still get criticized about certain things they do in their own personal life? Yes. That's something that I would have to get used to, or something that I would have to deal with on a regular day basis. Like, as far as, and especially it's whatever I'm used to, or whatever I've been through, or whatever I did for everybody to love me all at once, like, all love me, like, because then you got, that's a lot of pressure, like they say, to whom much is given, much is tested, so you got to be very careful with every step you take. So basically it's kind of like walking on eggshells, where as far as being feared by all, it's pretty much people going to steer clear of you because they don't want to be involved in, be afraid. So yeah, being feared or being loved by all, both of them got their own pros and got their own cons. I mean, we can sit here and talk about it all day, but at the end of the day, me myself, I pick being loved by all. But you know, being loved by all, you know, it's going to be a hater or some haters. Might even be a crew of haters. But for me, I think I select loved by all, because being feared by all, it's got to be super lonely and very traumatic and stressful. Well, not saying that being loved by all wouldn't be stressful too, but because you see a lot of celebrities that can't handle the pressure and they fold under pressure and substitute stuff like drugs and medications to keep them out of stress. But I don't know, let me know how you feel. How would you, like, what would you rather be, feared by all or loved by all? When traveling, would you rather be the driver or the passenger, and why?
Me myself,
passenger. Who don't like to get driven around? Really? That's what these big wigs do. When they get paid and get their money, they get a chauffeur. That's what the word is. Can't spell it, but I know what this is, what it means. It's this dude that used to drive Pinky around on Friday, on next Friday. Used to mess up his $200 suits, you feel me? Hitting pedestrians and stuff like that. Like, if I made enough money to where I can pay somebody to drive me around like Miss Daisy. Listen here, boy. The ignorance will be bliss. Because you ain't going to tell me nothing. Like that video that was going around with that guy, he was laughing and he popped into the back of the car, hit the button, and the door closed on his own. That's me. I'm that guy. You know, I'm just laughing all the time. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy driving that sometimes. But when you going to ask me, you feel like driving? Oh, but you did. When you ask that, you already know what the answer is. I don't care if I got to sit in the back seat in the crawl space back there with the trunk hat. You know what I'm saying? I'll do it. Because driving get more. And any other time I had a person riding with me, it seemed like they don't never stay awake. If it's a long road trip, they'd be sleep. Go, not now. So now I'm up by myself trying to stay awake. Plus, who really don't like to get driven around? Come on now. Ladies, y'all feel me. Y'all like getting driven around. Because y'all don't like driving. It's not that y'all can't drive. It's just y'all don't like driving. And if you want to call me a lady for not like driving, then call me whatever you want to call me. But, I'm good on that. Plus, I can do whatever I want to while I'm in the passenger seat. While I'm driving. Now I gotta, you know, I can't text. Really can't change the song like I want to. You know what I'm saying? I can't really look around when I want to, especially when I'm in a different area. I want to see what's going on. I ain't gonna be able to enjoy my food if I'm driving. I can't enjoy my drink. I can't be lit. Can't be smacked in the passenger, you know, in the driver's seat. In the passenger seat, oh, I'm drunk. I'm lit. I'm on One Tree Hill, baby. I'm gone. I'm cross-faded. You know, I'm full as a tick riding over there. You know, we just went and ate or something like that. Well, I'm turning up to the music. You drive to drive. You got to keep your hands on the steering wheel, player. But I don't mind driving. I used to drive the fire trucks, all that type of stuff. Like, so, yeah, I ain't tripping on driving. Just, you know. The only thing bad about driving is people critique you or try to help you out. it irk your nerves because you're like, well, I've been driving for this long, you know. But you're in the passenger seat, you ain't got no worries in the world. Except for make sure that wasn't the police we just passed up. I'm finna run through this yellow that I've been in yellow for about 4 seconds. I'm just, did you see the police in the web? Be on lookout, brother. But yeah, definitely for me, it's passenger. What about you? Are you a driver or a passenger? Thank God. I want to thank my listeners. I want to thank y'all for the input and feedback. And on the very next episode, we're going to talk about, did you prefer to be in high school or middle school? What would you rather see or go visit, the beach or the mountains? And I'm going to tell you another story. And also, when it comes to eating, do you like sweet or salty better? All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless. Talk to you on the next episode.